Faye Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. So, if you're a parent, Rossi, you don't know this yet.
Hmm.
I finished their homework. It took me 2 hours last night.
Hold on.
You did it.
I had to. Just at the end of it, I was like, move aside. Let me just get it done.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a day that you won't be able to do it. Yeah, I mean, we've had that day before.
It's coming close. It's come close already. So yesterday we did an assignment on India. Had to put a big poster together and talk about the culture of India, what they eat, the traditional clothes. So I'm just on Wikipedia, copy and pasting, writing. Write this out.
Why wouldn't
what
you
does
just
it
tell
mean,
me?
Daddy? What does it mean? Write it out. Write it out. The surrounding countries of India. Write it out. Daddy, where's Minima?
Hold on. Are they allowed to Google for homework now?
Yeah, that's what you do. Everything's Google.
We used to do encyclopedias.
Right?
It's the same thing, right? You're reading it, so you learn, right?
Yeah, what's the population? I'm writing it all down. I'm just write that down, color it here. You know what I did? Because I had to make a big poster.
Put their photo?
No. Oh. Whose photo?
From wearing the outfits from my wedding.
Oh, no, I didn't. I should have done that. No, I put glue, like wet glue, and then I sprinkled rice all over the poster because I couldn't fill up the whole poster. It was really big. I thought to myself, I don't want to do more work here. So I just put rice, like a glue and rice. So now when you hold the poster up, there's rice on it.
So creative.
That's pretty good. You know, traditional food, rice. You know what I mean?
In many countries around the world.
Yeah, I know. Rice is a staple for so many cultures.
Think every country might eat rice.
Well, the students and teachers are in class right now, so I'm sure they're not going to hear that. But I just wanted to say that poster, I did probably 97% of it. Nushi did 3. Am I allowed to say that?
Nope.
She likes it, though.
Obviously.
It still looks like a 7-year-old did it, though.
Chris, I think there's a lot of parents who also do the kids' homework.
Yeah, do your kids' homework, you can let me know.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that this is what... So out of nowhere, after I did homework with her, she just ran up to me.
Yeah.
Daddy, I made you a card.
Oh.
And she just gave it to me. Can I just read you the words?
Yeah.
Because I got so emotional. She says, I love you, Daddy. You always stay by my side. And you never leave me. I love you so much. I couldn't do anything and everything without you. You are my life. I love you so much. I couldn't live without you, Mushi. And then about 10 XOs. Isn't that gorgeous?
Whoa.
Out of nowhere. And I just read it. And I thought to myself, as a parent, you don't want anything more than that from your child. Mm.
They love you so much, Chris.
It's on my Instagram, and I took a little screenshot and put it up on an Insta story, and I had a lot of people reply to me going, oh, my gosh, I've just read this, and I've cried because they were either a parent. But then some of the younger guys that follow me were like, oh, my gosh, Chris, this makes me want to be a father. And I just thought,
I don't think you have to be a parent to feel
emotion. Feel that?
Yeah, it's just really sweet. And especially, I think, obviously, being a girl myself, like that daddy-daughter connection.
Totally.
Is just a different thing altogether.
Yeah,
so.
I look at your daddy-daughter connection with your dad, and I thought to myself, oh, that's so cute. This is what I want. This is what I want the kids to have, you know. So
it's very sweet. Yeah.
And can I just say, a lot of messages coming in saying, I do my kids' homework all the time.